Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the power of networking, because at the end of the day, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. My guest today is a native New Yorker and the publisher of Welcome Magazine, a full-color lifestyle publication targeting newcomers relocating to Atlanta from across the country and around the world. She is the founder of several professional networking groups. Our guest also coaches newcomers and hosts workshops focusing on career and lifestyle issues. It is our good fortune to have on the phone today Atlanta's guru of networking, Miss Lee O'Neill. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Spark Plug. How are you down there in the South?
Fantastic.
In the sweet South.
How's the weather in New York this morning?
We still have the snow, but that's okay. It's wintertime.
All right. Well, Lee, we know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into the power of networking, okay?
Very good.
Well, everyone who moves to Atlanta has a story. How did you get to Atlanta? And why did you move south?
Well, I was born in Harlem, New York, and I grew up in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn, but it just wasn't for me. Back in the around 1976, Ebony Magazine published a feature story on the top 10 destinations for blacks in the country to move, and Atlanta was on the top of the list. I picked up that article, I read it, a zillion times, and I just pictured myself in Atlanta. And I just fell in love with the place. And 9 months later, I was in New York. From New York to Atlanta, back to New York and Atlanta, took a couple of trips and decided that Atlanta was going to be the place for me to live. So for the first 22 years of my life, I spent my growing up years in New York. And for the last 32 years, I'm 54 years old now, so I've been in Atlanta for the last 32 years. I moved to Atlanta because of the opportunities that I did not see in New York. And it's been great.
All right. Well, for the last 20 years, you've devoted your life to helping newcomers get adjusted in Atlanta. What have you learned about the relocation process?
Well, Atlanta is a little different than when it was in 1977 when I moved there. I moved to Atlanta with a plan, and the plan that I had back then is the same plan that I share with newcomers today. And basically, you have to let people know that you're making a move, that you need their help, and you need their contacts. And that's where the power of networking kicks in. If nobody knows you've moved to Atlanta or to a new city, how can anybody help you? Help you find a job, find a house, find the right schools to put your kids in. So it comes down to networking. And I think we should look at networking like a political campaign. And when a politician is running for office, they solicit the help of everybody they know, from their granny to the guy who runs the grocery store down the street, and no one is left out. So the very first thing that I would suggest people do is formally put together a networking campaign for themselves, and it's going to make the process a whole lot easier.
Well, Lee, you're so much into networking that you've started a publication called Welcome Magazine to officially welcome people to Atlanta. How does Welcome Magazine help newcomers?
Well, Spark Plug, you know, this has been a dream. Welcome Magazine has been a dream of mine for years, and I just have to applaud you for all of the things that you've been doing in Atlanta through the years. People You Need to Know is a model, a role model for me, absolutely. So I want to tip my hat to you.
Well, thank you.
In what you've done. It's been phenomenal. And I had an opportunity a couple of years to be featured in your publication, so thank you again and again. But let me tell you a little bit about Welcome Magazine and what sets us apart from about 24 other black professional magazines and newspapers in Atlanta. I said 24 black professional newspapers and magazines are in Atlanta right now. We host, Welcome Magazine hosts, a party to launch every new issue. So that allows newcomers to get together with the movers and shakers in town. It's for about 90 minutes, so people aren't bored. It's an opportunity for newcomers and transplants to pass out their business cards, to talk about their lives, some of the struggles that they have. If they're looking for something particular, perhaps a job, they are more than welcome to bring their resume. So that's one of the unique things that Welcome Magazine does. We call it the Phoenix Rising Party. It's just a little reception, but it's a very powerful networking opportunity. Welcome Magazine has become a resource for new people moving to town. We officially roll out the red carpet of friendship for people, and we officially welcome them. And basically, we hold their hand through the process. You know, Sparkpug, I've met some people who've been in Atlanta for 3, 5, 7 years, and they don't have any friends. And this is an opportunity, again, for them to read Welcome Magazine and to connect with the writers, with the advertisers, and with other newcomers. So I really feel that I'm serving a purpose, and I'm going to continue Welcome Magazine as long as I can.
How often does your publication come out?
We come out seasonally. We'll be out 3 times in 2009. And perhaps in 2010, we'll come out 3 or 4 times. But when I say seasonally, every 4 months, you can expect to see Welcome Magazine at Whole Foods. So it's easy to find, and if a person needs a copy, they can just give me a call.
All right. Well, Lee, what are the biggest obstacles that newcomers face when settling into a new town?
That's a difficult question because, you know, we have 151,000 new people who move to Atlanta each and every year. And that's a lot of people. And people are coming from all over the country and all over the world to Atlanta. I think the biggest obstacle or the biggest mistake a lot of people make is that they just don't realize the power of networking. They think that they can do Atlanta on their own, that they have the skills, they have the education, they have the knowledge base, and they just feel that Atlanta is waiting for them, and that's not true. So that's a big obstacle. People have to recognize that there are so many other people who come with double PhDs and can't find a job in Atlanta. And with the economy the way it is right now, networking becomes even more powerful for individuals and families. So I would certainly say networking is on the top of my hit list of obstacles that people have to overcome. And what I suggest, Sparkplug, that folks do is this, that I would suggest that any newcomer moving to town join a professional organization, association, social club, or civic group. And on top of that, I urge people to give back to the community and volunteer in their community. You know, a lot of folks get homesick, and they start running back home over the holidays to be with their friends and to go back to mama, and that's not going to work. You know, once you've made the decision to relocate to a new location, you really have to anchor yourself and establish yourself in your new hometown. And one of the things we help people do is host their own little networking party and grow their business right where they are. And by doing that, I suggest that folks gather together all of the people that they've met and invite them to one place. If you're not comfortable having strangers over to your apartment or your home, then Sparkplug, why not a restaurant or a library in the community and just invite people to come together to network and to talk? That doesn't cost any money. And it's basically no skin off of your nose. But what you've done, you've started your own power base of networking. Does it make sense to you?
Sure.
Yeah. And I think the other mistake that or obstacle that some people stumble upon and they don't recognize it quickly is that when you move to Atlanta, you're also moving to the Bible Belt. And church is very, very important. So I suggest that people put down their spiritual roots and find a church home to get established. That way you have a family of people who love you and appreciate you and get to know you. So joining a church for not only spiritual but social reasons is very, very important. So if you can start your networking groups, your own, in your home or at a restaurant or a little club, that's a good thing. And if you can get people together and just to talk and fellowship, that's a good thing. And if you can get yourself involved in a church, not just for Sunday worship services, but get active in your church and in your community and do some volunteerism. Put something in to your community, and I'm sure Atlanta will bless you and give you the things that you need.
Lee, as it relates to newcomer services, mm-hmm. where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Well, Sparkplug, I don't know if you remember this, but back in 1995, I started a women's group called Sisters with four of my girlfriends. And within 10 years, we had 703 women of color in our group. So networking was very, very important to me. I started the first African-American newcomer networking group in the country called Black Atlanta Transplants, and that splintered off, and other people were starting newcomer groups. So I really enjoy the interaction and the fellowship and the professionalism found in organizing groups and clubs. So I see myself putting together newcomer groups targeting individuals who are new to town, who are people who are looking for employment, to join these networking groups. See, if you have a job, half the battle is over. And that's one of the biggest problems that I see right now. And over the next 5 and 8 to 10 years, I think it's going to be very, very important for African-American newcomers to come together just as a support system. You see, one of the things that happens is, okay, we might have a job today, but we're not giving back into our community. So what happens tomorrow when the job dries up? So this will be a great opportunity for people to network. Those who have jobs will be helping individuals who don't have jobs, and you create a networking forum. So I want to see that county by county of black networking groups in Atlanta over the next 10 years. That's my plan.
Well, Lee, before we bring this interview to a close,
yes,
tell our listeners what they can do today to take advantage of the power of networking in their lives.
Well, the power of networking begins with you. You have to look at where you want to go over the next 10, 15, 20 years of your life. And you can't be afraid to hide your story. So if you have a plan, a goal, a mission, if there's a new business you want to start, I suggest that newcomers begin today, that they start to share their vision with others and invite other people in to help them achieve what they want to see happen in their lives. That's the power of networking. You can't do it alone. Atlanta is a wonderful place to raise your family and grow your business, but people need to know that you're here. I think people will support you and love you and be there for you as long as they know that you are actually there.
Well, how can our listeners who may be newcomers to the Atlanta area get in contact with you or find a copy of Welcome Magazine?
Well, I want to hear. I'm a huggy, touchy, feely person. I want to talk to you. I want to respond to your email. So what I'm going to do, I'd like to give you my email address, which is very, very simple to remember, welcomemag@yahoo.com. welcomemag@yahoo.com. And if you would just shoot me an email and let me know where you are in your journey. Are you thinking about moving to Atlanta? Have you actually relocated to the city and you're having some problems? I think I might be able to help you a little bit. I just need to hear from you.
All
so
right.
welcomemag@yahoo.com would be the ideal place to connect with me. Shoot me an email, and within 24, 48 hours, I will respond to your questions and your requests.
Well, Ms. Lee O'Neill, publisher of Welcome Magazine, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Sparkplug, for this opportunity, and have a great 2009.
All right, you too. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that's connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another outstanding job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. Always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.